For the Platonist of the first century, the Logos and the Word of God were the same. Jesus Christ is the Logos, both one in the same. They are words that describe the nous or intelligence, which is the second aspect of the Trinity, the only aspect of God we can know. In the beginning was the Word, Logos, and the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. John 1:1. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. This is a unique change in the Genesis story. Jesus Christ, his words, were from the beginning, and are the same with God. It is not the Word, but it is the Logos. Originally a Greek word meaning a ground, a plea, an opinion, an expectation, or reason. Aristotle applied the term to refer to reasoned discourse or the argument, in the field of rhetoric. The Stoic philosophers identified the term with the divine animating principle pervading the universe. The Platonist sees the Logos as the second aspect of the Trinity. The Logos is the intellect, the divine mind, or nous. It is the second emanation of the one or one unknowable God, and first aspect of the Trinity. The third aspect of the Trinity is the soul, which is in us, and can be developed to accept God, through the Son of God, the Logos. Philo of Alexandria, c. 20 BCE, c. 50 CE, also called Philo Judaeus, was a Hellenistic Jewish philosopher who lived in Alexandria, in the Roman province of Egypt. He gives us an insight into how important Hellenism and the philosophy of Platonism was to many Jews at the time of Christ. Philo interprets the Logos, which is the divine mind, as a Platonic form of forms, the idea of ideas or the sum total of forms or ideas. The Logos is an indestructible form of wisdom, also known as Sophia. The Apostle Paul must have also seen the Platonic similarities to the Trinity, their unknowable God, and soul, all of which are not part of his Jewish faith. Comparisons between Christianity and Platonism. Dualism, New Testament often contrasts the earthly realm with the heavenly or spiritual realm, suggesting a dualistic view similar to Platonism. The soul, both see the soul as eternal and existing independently of the body. Idea of the good, of God as the ultimate source of goodness and light in the New Testament is parallel to Plato's idea of the good. Knowledge and wisdom, both Plato and the New Testament emphasize the importance of knowledge and wisdom. Concepts such as the Trinity, Logos, and soul are not in the Torah, they are not Jewish. It is no wonder Jews do not accept Christ. Modern scholarly consensus holds that the Torah makes no reference to an immortal soul independent of the body. The Trinity and its Logos is absolutely a Platonic concept, and the reason why Sophia is such a common name for many Catholic institutions. Christianity is the Ecclesia, originally the principal assembly of ancient Athens during its Golden Age, the time of the world's first democracy, and the only polis until the United States became a government resembling a democracy. I do not believe Christ ever intended for his church to become a tool for domination used to control a population. The Church of Christ was to be a spiritual and political governing body, a lawful assembly of free people, a force that made the Logos of God a spiritual reality on the material earth. We know this because the Greek word ecclesia, used for church by Jesus, was a political term, used in the government of the assemblies of those days. It is only through our soul that we can know Christ, the Word, Logos, nous, intelligence, or divine mind, call it what you will, but it is only through our soul that Christians can know the Word of Christ. Our soul is not born intelligent, it must be developed from our discovery of truth, which in turn comes from our ability to reason. Therefore, in order to have a soul that is of any value, we each must be able to reason, and discover the truth. And this is why Christ says, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." John 14:26. The Church, or Ecclesia, is the place where Christ, the Logos, or reasoned discourse should take place. We are all sinners, but not so much when others are present, Church is how a community finds the truth, through a transparent dialogue about how to understand the Logos, how to behave, and what work must be done for Christ. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. John 14:12. The governing body of the Jewish Christian community is not a church or synagogue filled with ceremony, or rants and singing, but a reasoned discussion on how to govern, and as such would have built the community spoken of, and hoped for by Christ in the New Testament. Today Western theology is a dual search for redemption, one of the New Testament for the Gentiles and another for the Jews found in the Old Testament. Between the master and slave, the goy and chosen, a theology was molded into a religion from our animal characteristics of sexual dominance. Our modern economic system offers more than enough potential to fulfill both the Jewish, Islamic, and Christian view of redemption, where there is no longer any need for a slave class to till the fields, nor any benefit gained from a master class to exist from the toil of others. The meek can and should inherit the earth, the chosen people can return to Israel, and the Christians can love their neighbors, and we can make all this happen without further human conflict. There is such an excess of material things in the developed world that it's only a matter of time before we reject the material in favor of the aesthetic. Education is what turns our attention to more aesthetic and selfless goals. Education must become our new status marker, what we evangelize must be truth and knowledge, then the working class will produce art, the priest class will educate and govern us, all while the leisure class will become stylistically absurd. The truth has always been kept away from as many as possible, secret societies, inquisitions, and outlawed books have been the norm. Belief is controlled, but today information is close at hand to anyone, giving us the ability to dramatically improve our consciousness, as well as the practical aspects of living. We are responsible to be honest and careful in how we define the truth, we are the jurors of our reality. With a true understanding of who we are, our lives will be enriched with love and peace. Today, for once in all history, we can actually act to produce utopia and end this absurdity. In order for this to take place, for this utopia, or messianic age to become real, we simply need to know what to do, and do it. Unfortunately, although simple, we are so far from the mark, that this will be a radical change of belief from the current status quo. We discovered America, we discovered electricity, we discovered computers, all these things were there and were not created by us, but were already there when we came to them. Technology is given to us by God, it is a Platonic form, we discover it and evolve from it because we search for truth. Reading and writing is also a technology, and by definition the word. If Christianity is a set of instructions to save the meek, humble and oppressed, then it has failed, yet there is a set of words which form a logos which actually works, and it is this new logos that will be transformative to us. I have compared religion to an algorithm, and know that there are instructions for a better world. We can find these instructions in the same way we find Christ, because the knowledge is within us. Today's technology will educate us, feed us, and provide a collaborative way for churches, synagogues, mosques, and communities to manage themselves. Transparency will weed out the hypocrites, and bad actors, compelling congregations and businesses to compete not for profit, but to do real honest good. When we abandon the absurdity of good and evil, and the mistaken concept of Satan, we will see that evil is no more than primitive human behavior patterns which arise from our sexual nature, and lack of education. We will fear stupidity and pity transgressors. We must see that we are not that far removed from a chimp, that evil is left behind when we evolve from the flesh, to the spirit, rather from animal to well-educated humans. Tikkun Olam. Let us accept that our entire Western belief system is based on the Jewish people as the chosen people, now chosen to Tikkun Olam, or to repair this world. That it is the divine duty of the Jewish people to interpret God's intentions, and to produce this coming messianic age. This way the Messiah is the entire Jewish people, and any opposition to a better world would have no single Messiah to re-crucify. the Christians and Islam with their love of neighbor, and do well unto others precepts, would of course assist in the production. We must recognize what is obvious: the Old Testament is a war manual, and the people of Abraham were created by the Pharaoh as soldiers for the protection of a frontier. Time over time the Israelites have been the administrators between power and servitude, and now simply need to change their masters to the people as should be in any democracy. Finally, just take action. In order to prevent corruption, place the entire mechanism for the process of Tikkun Olam onto a variety of open transparent online platforms. A variety of separate economic institutions, because humanity is not homogeneous, we are distinct, and we should choose the economic system we prefer. Here all can work to improve, and verify the quality of the social economic product they use. Apply aspects of artificial intelligence to automate the individual attention to education and repair every aspect of society. This would combine the economic, educational, and spiritual aspects of life, to be administered by a direct open democratic system. The status quo would not be upset, as this would not replace anything. This proposal would only provide a rational opportunity to repair the absurdity we all currently are forced to live with.